evening. This is the open meeting of the National Finance Committee, August 13th, 2024.
Madam Chair, there's a whole lot of extra noise on the street.
I think that might be Otis, and actually, it's Minerva. Okay. Minerva, is there a way for you to mute yourself when not speaking? Thank you so much, Minerva. It did change. All right. So this meeting is called to order. And Secretary, will you call the roll?
Okay. Please answer up when you hear your name. Paul DiRienzo, Lyndon Foley.
Here.
Kamau Harris.
I'm here.
Christina Huggins.
Here.
R. Paul Martin here. Stephen Meeks.
Here.
Darlene Pagano.
Here.
Myla Reason.
I am here, and might I point out that on the draft agenda, my last name has an extra A in it. That is how my name is pronounced, but not how it's spelled. Thank you.
Minerva
Thank you.
Sanders. Minerva Sanders.
She needs to unmute to be able to answer us.
Don't hear her, though, yet. Susan Young.
Here.
Okay. Minerva Sanders, are you here? Okay. Are there any, is the executive director here?
Yes, here.
Okay. Are there any, is there anybody else on the call, maybe directors or something else? Any other directors on the call?
Yes. Donna Carter.
Donna Carter. Any other directors? Okay. No other directors. Okay, Minerva Sanders, are you there yet? Okay, I do not hear her. All right, but still we have eight, and that's certainly a quorum.
All right. We will also, in about 30 minutes, have the interim general manager from KPFT, Sandy Weinman, joining the call. Everyone has gotten their agenda. I'm looking for any amending, changing, whatever-ing, so that we can approve the agenda.
Is somebody going to make a motion to approve the agenda?
I'll make a motion to approve the agenda, but may I ask, this is Susan, may I ask that it be read so that people on the call can hear it?
Thank you so much, Susan. It is posted to KPFTX, thank you, R. Paul, but I will read it. We've just done the call to order and the roll call by our secretary. We're now at the draft agenda for it to be modified, if needed, to receive a motion to approve. We also will be looking at the open session meetings of July 23rd. 2024, again, sent by R. Paul. First up will be the executive director with an open session report and Q&A from everybody, anybody. Well, actually not anybody, from any committee member. The topics expected on that report are the actual ED report standard, the update on the SBA loan, an update on WBAI budget deficit closures, and update on the state of station budget preparations. And that will be Stephanie, but also all members can speak up about their stations on that. Number seven. The next item, large item, is the KPFT budget for 2025 being presented Q&A time, and then we'll decide whether we're approving or referring that budget. That will be presented by Lyndon Foley, and we'll be joined by Sandy Weinman, the interim general manager. 8, items to schedule for upcoming NFC agendas as needed. This is tentative because it's as needed. 1, when are next budgets expected? And D, I have questions on who on this committee has worked on the central services formulas in years past. That brings us to the end of the meeting. Item 12, motion to adjourn at an estimated time of 10 p.m. That is an estimation. The agenda has not yet been approved. All right.
Paul for stack.
Okay. R. Paul, anyone else for stack before we get started further? Okay. R. Paul, you're on.
Okay. I move in this agenda to strike where it says preliminary items, to also strike absences reported, and where it says motion to adjourn at estimated time, make that 9:50 p.m. ET, not EST. We are not on standard time. So do that.
All right.
And where it says draft agenda modified / approved, replace that with approval of agenda.
Okay. Approval of agenda. Did I say agenda approval so I don't have to rebuild the whole sentence?
Sure, why not?
Yeah, okay, agenda approval. Okay, doing the best I can on the rest of it, R. Paul. Anyone else have anything to modify, add to this agenda?
Well, we'll probably vote on the amendment.
On the amendment. Okay.
Perhaps ask if there are any objections. This is Susan.
Thank you, Susan. Any objections to the
amendment?
Changes, modifications on R. Paul's amendment? Hearing none, that is, the amendment is approved. Do we have, I'm making a motion to approve the agenda as modified. Any objections? I heard a sound, but I don't know that someone
The sound was so moved if we needed it, okay? But you said, are there any objections? So I think that carries it forward.
All right. Thank you. Then it is approved. The next item, approve the open session minutes of July 23rd, 2024. R. Paul sent those in advance. Are there any?
I move to approve the minutes of July 23rd, 2024.
Are there any objections to so approving? Hearing none, we will agree that the minutes of July 23rd, 2024 have been approved. And now in rapid succession, Stephanie, we are ready for the executive director's open report.
But, Madam Chair, very fast.
Yes, Paul.
I noticed there aren't any. I just now noticed that there aren't times associated with all of these, with this report or other stuff.
R. Paul, I sent you 2 versions of the agenda. One was without time so that you could
one
post
has, okay, I'll look for that one. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. So, Stephanie, time for you.
Okay, thank you. Everything that I'll be discussing is in the ED report that was sent out to everybody earlier. As far as the financial update, I'll follow along with the ED report, is that we have made some significant payments over the last month to some of our aged payables. one of the largest one is that we were able to bring current to the Durst Corporation the payment for the WPAI tower bill. We are now just paying it on a monthly basis. The current bill, we pay roughly $133,057 to bring it current. We just received the bill for this upcoming month. It's a little over $17,000. There was, during the pledge drive or that WBAI is in right now, their goal was to at least on that first day, which was Monday, raise the $17,000 cover bill, $30,000 on that first day. They raised about another $20,000 the second day, so they're looking to do quite well during the pledge drive. We also made a significant payment to the National Office to Allegiance, $20,000 to bring current KPFK and WPFW. We still have approximately $24,000 that is still owed for the original licensing fee, and that's about 5 years old, and we are having conversations with Allegiance on a regular basis to make sure they know where we stand and what payments we're making. The National Office has also been able to pay approximately $20,000 to the National Election Supervisor. She allowed us to, we agreed to pay her throughout this as part of the election, and then with our, with at the end, but whenever we've been able to get the donations that are coming in to the National Office, we've been paying down the amount of her bill. Really good news is that we made the last two final payments to the FCC with the consent decree. We had been making installments of $5,000 apiece to pay down the $25,000 fine, but our last bill, we actually paid it in full, $1,000, so that fine has been paid in full. Because of that, the FCC granted renewal of the WBAI license for 2 years. The release of their public notice granting the renewal of the WBAI license, they posted on, I believe, the 29th of July, and the actual filing of that is posted in the shown on the report. Our age payable, because of the amount of other funding, of other things that we've been paying off slowly but shortly, we have been able to decrease our age payable significantly. A few months ago, we were about $1.4 million in age payable, and now we're down to $976,000. So slowly but surely, we are trying to make a dent on some of the on the age payable, some of which are over 5 years old. Regarding the FCC, as we said, we're happy that we're able to pay the $25,000 fine in full and that the grant that WBAI license was issued. With the trainings that we've been doing, we have trained a little over 800 of our programming. We have about 950 or so. We have compliance trainings throughout the month of June and July. We had a special Spanish language session late in July. We also added four additional training courses that we did in early August, and then we're adding two additional classes in late August. All the programmers have been made aware that if you haven't yet taken the training, their program is going to be replaced with an evergreen of their program until the training is completed. We're working closely with the GM and our compliance officer as well to make sure that our lists with those are accurate and complete. We will most likely be adding another additional week in September, again, just for some of those stragglers, or if they haven't taken the programming, taken the training. We don't want to keep people off of the air for any length of time, so we want to try to accommodate people as much as possible. Updates with FJC and the SBA EIDL loan. The SBA, the Small Business Administration, confirmed, finally, that the name on the EIDL, which is the Economic Injury Disaster Loan, has finally been changed from the former interim executive director to the current executive director myself. So that's been a process to make that change, but what has happened is now that that name, my name, is now connected to the portal, it will allow me to be able to get access to the SBA online portal to be able to manage the details regarding the loan. Another piece of good news is that we were approved by the SBA for the Hardship Accommodation Program, meaning the loan is no longer in default. All of the past due payments that we had on that loan have been added to the end loan, which is a 30-year loan. To keep the hardship accommodation program in place, we are at, which totals approximately $860, which is very manageable. Our first payment is due on 9/11 of this year. But because the loan is now no longer in default, they have allowed us to begin the process to remove the lien from the Cahuenga property. Once we remove that lien, so they forwarded us the forms already for that, and we're finalizing that request. Once the SBA removes the liens from the Cahuenga property, then FJC will remove their lien from the Cahuenga property, and then it will be clear sailing to close escrow. The staff at KPFK are still, so the membership department is still working out of the Los Angeles building. The majority of the rest of the staff has already packed their belongings, and they're working out of the new location in Glendale, California. But the membership department, we are extending their stay because they are an active fund drive, and we didn't want to interfere with their workflow. So some of them are at the old building, some of them are at their new building, but they asked if they could stay for just a little while longer. So we said, that's fine. We are collaborating very closely with the IT staff at the American Archives of Public Broadcasting to continue working with them, providing a comprehensive list of all of our materials in the archives. This has been a couple of month-long process, which involves comparing and combining multiple lists, confirming what has and has not been digitized, what hasn't been cataloged, and where they are located within the archives and the storage facility. So we're still working with their staff, comparing it with what we have and what hasn't been cataloged as of yet. We're also, through the Mellon Foundation, we'll be funding two interns from the UCLA Library Science Division to assist with this project. The first 20,000 pieces of archive materials are currently being selected for digitization, and we'll be sending the items, everything's being done free of charge. We're sending it in increments of, I believe, around 5,000 pieces, and we should have the first 5,000 ready to be shipped off fairly soon. Does anybody have any questions?
Paul for stack?
Sure. Paul. Okay.
Well, somebody else can go first. I thought I heard
Susan
first.
For stack second.
Myla
for stack third.
Come out of the stack, please.
Okay. Do I have it right? We have R. Paul, Susan, Myla, Kamal. Did I overlook someone? All right. That is our stack. R. Paul, go ahead.
Okay. All right. There's some good news in there. I'm glad to hear that. I am hearing that the Pacifica Radio Archives staff has been laid off. Is that true?
Objection, Madam Chair. Anything pertaining to staff needs to be dealt with in executive session.
I agree. R. Paul, that's a personnel issue.
Oh, wow.
So it would be in executive session.
I have to say that let me just say, there are people saying that this is the case, but we're not going to discuss this, I guess, right?
That's right. Not
all right. So there are people working with the American Archive of Public Broadcasting, and I don't know who those people might be. I don't know if they're paid by Pacifica or what, but okay. Sort of leaves a question in the air, but there we go. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, R. Paul. Susan, you're next.
Yeah, I have a couple of questions. One, I wanted to confirm the Action PN, published PN for blah, blah, 731. Is that the renewal of the license for WBAI that is reflective of the fact that we have paid off the $25,000 and we're proceeding and we're recognized for implementing the FCC consent decree?
Yes, once the implemented
I believe it was June 1st, June 2nd. I don't know the exact date off the top of my head, but I know we started the compliance training on June 4th. So once that was signed, we entered into the consent decree. Part of the agreement was that the license could not be renewed until the fine was paid in full. So we had agreed with the FCC to break the fine into five different installments of $5,000 apiece. And again, once that final payment was made, then they would review and renew the license for 2 years.
Great. Sorry, a couple of other questions. I know that Arpal and others, Paul isn't here today, and I don't think Jim's on the call, but have had questions about aged payables and the bank balance for WBAI. I'm wondering if this information answers our Paul's questions.
I think that's a question sent back to you, R. Paul.
Okay. Which payable are you referring to in this?
R. Paul, you have had questions that you've raised about having inadequate information about the
yes.
situation.
Yes. Oh, yes. This goes somewhat to it. It's good to have this. I will be asking if we have to do a formal motion. I'll make one that the aged payables and that perhaps a publicly accessible version of this report be sent out very soon, so that we can send it to people. That would be good. So this answers some stuff. I don't know that we could do a budget off this, but, it's an improvement of some stuff here, I think.
So, and I apologize for continuing on with this. Our poll raises an important question in my mind, which is how much of this can be shared, for instance, with an LSB finance committee. And then I had one last question. KPFK has $40 in its bank balance? Question?
Hey, yes, those bank balances were pulled live from B of A.
Yes. Are we concerned about only $40 in the KPFK bank?
Of course, very much so. Yes. Yes, payroll was just paid as well. So we're reaching out and looking. This is just the cash that is available. So we're also looking out to see if there's anything that just hasn't cleared yet.
Okay. Those are my questions. Thank you, Madam Chair.
All right. Thank you, Stephanie. I'm calling on Myla now.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Great. Okay. Thank you. Stephanie, I have some questions about the equipment that the archives own. It's my understanding that there are some rather valuable and irreplaceable pieces of equipment that the archives own. I wonder if there has been any evaluation of that equipment, and I'd also like to know the disposition of that equipment.
We have been keeping track of the Ataris and the Studers. There are one of the Ataris has been moved, and the editing accessories have been moved into the Glendale office. There is only one Atari that is working. It does half-track playback, and that's in the Glendale office. The other Atari is still in the KFK building, and it's in the closet outside their back door.
And the other...
What you're referring to?
And have you made a determination about the disposition of that equipment?
Well, one of the Ataris isn't working. We're actually having someone come in tomorrow to try to take a look at it to see what we can do and whether it's fixable or not. But the other one is still working and usable, and it does half-track playback.
I'm more concerned about is it Studer? Is that correct? Studer?
Yes. The Studer. The Studer is still in the building, but some of the editing equipment or the editing accessories for the Studer are not in that building, but they have been moved already to Glendale.
But
so
as far as
the Studer will most likely go with it.
And as far as you know, that equipment will be retained by the archives and Pacifica?
Yeah.
Okay, great. That's what I wanted to know. Thank you.
Thank you, Myla and Stephanie. Now, Kamau.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Stephanie, the list of payables where it does indicate a specific station, and of course I'm asking for PFW, is there supporting documentation for these amounts that are on this list, an invoice or statement from a vendor or third party?
Yes.
Is that, are you able to share that with the finance committees?
Yes. Yeah, no problem.
Awesome. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. And then also kind of going backwards on your fixed assets there at the archives, is there a list of fixed assets that the foundation owns in evaluation of all those assets? Is there a list somewhere?
There is not one that had been created that we have. So it's being created. We've been asked to have that created over the last few months, but there isn't anything that exists. So we have been in the process of creating that.
Okay. That would help. I mean, I know we haven't done an audit in, I guess, a couple of years now, but, I mean, in terms of balance sheet, I mean, it could really kind of boost our balance sheet there if we had a valuation of all the assets of the organization. Probably would help our, you know, position financially as we go out. And for selfish reasons, I'm going out trying to locate properties and relocate the station the committee is. And so, you know, the financials are one of the things that are being asked for. And it's always, you know, local financials or kind of corporate financials. And I was thinking that maybe that would assist in kind of an improvement on the balance sheet of the organization. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Yeah, it definitely does. It definitely would. I know when I was working with the relocation committee providing financials to you guys, it was, we get a little nervous.
Yeah. All right. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. All right. The stack is open. Anyone else with questions for Stephanie? All right. Stephanie, anything else you want to add that any of our questions have brought up for you, you want to put out?
Nothing.
All right. Well, that was snappy. Thank you very much.
Last question?
Go ahead, R. Paul.
Okay, so... the executive director is going to put out a publicly lookable, or whatever you want to call it, a version of this that the public can see. And when might that happen?
It will be the same. I'll add a few things to it between now and Thursday, because there's also ED reports that are confidential for the PNB. There's a meeting this Thursday, so they will receive also a public consumption ED report. So after Thursday.
After Thursday. Okay, thank you.
You as well. Yeah.
Thank you, Stephanie. And that seems to be the story at the moment. Has Sandy Weinman come in? No. I will then...
Yes, I'm on the call. Yes, thank you.
Oh, hi, Sandy. Thanks for showing up, because this is now the moment that I turn over to Lyndon and you for the presentation of the KPFT 2025 budget. I don't know if you two have worked out your stage directions yet, but go ahead with that presentation.
Okay.
Sure.
Lyndon, yeah,
if you don't mind.
This is Lyndon Foley. What?
Go ahead, Lyndon. Go ahead.
Yeah, this is Lyndon Foley. I'm the treasurer at KPFT, and we have approved our budget, and I sent it out yesterday. Is see, everybody got about 24 hours to find it, and I hope you have it pulled up now, the Excel sheet. And this is the ARPAL approved version, I hope. ARPAL, you see that has the formulas in it?
Well, since you're asking me, I have to say when I get to like, there are parts of it that just have error 520 on them.
Well, mine don't have that, so I don't know what's wrong with your system.
Oh, okay.
So we'll start off.
I'm actually seeing the same thing, just FYI. It's Kamau from PFW. Kamau at PFW.
Yeah.
I'm actually seeing the same errors that R. Paul is mentioning as well.
Oh.
It's a formula thing. It's okay. It's fixable.
Okay, well, they're all working on my on my version, and I don't know why it would be different for y'all.
Well, could I suggest maybe if you saved it in open document format, it would come up well in other software for those of us who are not with Microsoft.
You should have Excel.
Oh, I should go pay Microsoft some crap that they stole from somebody. No. It would be good if you could just save it in an ODT format.
All right, well,
or an ODS format.
You know, I'm sorry that I tried to do something that, you know, would please you. And then it has failed. So I did put it in Excel. It has all the formulas in there. And we'll start off with column P, line 8, which has the listener support of $507,000. Then we have corporate match and several other things, car donations. We only have one income, a grant income of $15,000, and we have a total of $479,000 in total revenue, which is $44,000 more than 2024 budget. And then in the expenses, right below that, starting on line 28, we have $49,000 personnel costs, administrative expenses of $181,000, which is a $43,000 increase from the year before, and program expenses, $11,000 increase or $12,000, and development expenses of $106,000, which is up $38,000, for total operating expenses of $108,000. Then on lines 36, you can see 36 and 37, we budgeted for the central services to the national office and for the PRA. Now, that gives us a net income of $11,180 budgeted for fiscal year 2025. Now, we add to that net income, we add from line 97 our depreciation expense of $28,800, which will give us a rounded $40,000 of cash positive for year 2025. Some highlights in this budget are on the line 75, our consultants, temps, and contractuals. We have a total of $84,000. This is our second largest expense, I believe. And that comes out to three people at five hours per day 365 days a year at $15 an hour. So that is how we have been getting by at KPFT. And plus our one employee full time. Now, in January, which is column G, for line 89, you see our property tax expense. It's approximately $18,000, which is a new thing for us since we moved our location. We don't get the exemption that we had previously, although we are, well, we're talking to people about getting that back, but with the present administration, we probably won't get that. Line 97, again, is that depreciation expense of $28,800, which is a non-cash item. And then we go down to our programming expenses, other programming, line 109. You can see we pay a quarterly fee of $21.85, or we budgeted a quarterly fee of $21.85, December, March, June, and September. And I have notes. I think Sandy told me that that was ASCAP, and probably the other one is the two larger amounts on that line item of $6,700 and $6,600 is BMI. Now we can go down to the rent tower expense on line 117 of $96,416. That is our largest expense. And down on line 140, you can see we budgeted in to pay Allegiant expense. And that... one other thing I point out on line 93 under our administrative expenses, you can see in column C where we had $8,200 in storage. the IGM, Sandy Weinman, and others cleaned out our storage, and so we got rid of that expense. And that is the presentation. And Sandy and I will take questions.
R. Paul.
Okay, R. Paul, first on the stack. Go ahead.
Okay. Did I hear you correctly? You said there were three people working 24/7.
If I might.
No, Lyndon, if I might.
We have one full time employee. That's Howard Reynolds. He's our engineer. That's the salary expense line. Under contractors, we have the four full-time equivalents at $15 an hour. Those hours are divided up amongst, I believe it's 11 people, myself included, okay? The most any one person gets is 25 hours a week. That's not me. And the least anybody gets, I believe at this point, is 10 hours a week. So that's... These are operations people, like morning board op, afternoon, early evening board op. I've got programmers that come in daily, so to offset their commuting expense and perhaps a dog sitting expense in one case, we offer them a few dollars a week just for their airtime and nothing more. That's how we're getting by, as Lyndon said. So it's not three people working 5 hours. It's actually 11 people working a combined, at this point, close to 160 hours a week.
All right, thank you.
Sure.
Other questions? Names on the stack? Okay, I have a question, and I'm going to put myself on. Lyndon. You said that with the prof
profit line, I'm going to call it profit, you can correct me, of $11,180, which is where you hope to come out with on your net income by at the end of the year. But then you added the depreciation expense of, help me out there, what was the?
$28,800.
And then you said for a cash total of $40,000, is how did you? Okay, this is the limit of my accounting. How did you turn the depreciation expense write off into cash?
Well, depreciation expense is not a cash item. We're not actually paying.
Right.
$2,400. We're not paying that $28,800 in cash to anybody. That's just it's a bookkeeping thing.
Yes.
So that won't be in. It won't come out of our pocket.
Right.
Jamal, would you like to expound on that?
I was thinking perhaps. You had misspoken when you called it a cash total of $40,000. It would be a net income, perhaps, of the $40,000. I just to be admired that you can still wring a net income number out of. All of the ways that you have to, divvy all this up. But I'm just, it caught my ear that it was listed as a cash profit for the year.
That's incorrect. It's not cash, as has been pointed out. However, I would add to all of this that the station is currently operating at this budget level. And so far, so good. We've been outfunding our expectations lately.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
This is a budget we should feel comfortable in meeting. I don't think we're taking a big risk with this. The next steps for KPFT really involve getting back to some framework of normalcy. I've been a volunteer by and large for the last, 2.5 years in effect, doing this job. And we are now messing with the idea of maybe looking at a permanent hire for a GM with a much reduced salary over other stations, Pacifica stations, and truly market rate expectations. But if we don't do that, if we add too much weight, the ship will certainly sink.
Yes, understood. Understood.
Christina for staff?
So let me, I'm done. Thank you, Sandy, and thank you, Lyndon, and thank you, Kamau. So go ahead.
I said Christina. Oh, thank you. Okay. I wasn't sure if you heard me.
Come out of the stack also, if I could. Thank you.
Will.
Yeah. I just wanted to say how impressed I am with the struggle and the amazing job that KPFT has done in looking at this budget and getting their station together and making it work. And I know it's really, people have done sacrificed a lot to make it work like this, a lot of time. And I just wanted to say thank you. I'm impressed. And I also got a whole bunch of blocks here that say error. I'm not sure why. Part of it came out fine and part of it, part of the data was lost for some reason. And I do have Excel, so I'm not sure what caused that. But maybe resend it with, I'm not sure why I did this, but it does say error. So, but then again, just thank you very much for all the work that you, Sandy and Lyndon, that you guys have done and everybody at your station. That's all I have. I'm sorry, I'm sick still, sick for a month. So I don't know if I'll be staying for the whole meeting. I've got some upper respiratory things. So anyway. Thank you guys a lot.
Thank you for the kind words. It's a labor of love.
It is. Kamau, you're on the stack.
Okay, thanks. Yeah, great work on the details here. A couple questions. So your property tax line, 89,
yeah,
18K, mm-hmm. and you're saying mm-hmm. and no exemption. What exactly is preventing the station from being exempt from property tax?
I actually have the institutional knowledge on this one. KPFT, when we were on Lovett Boulevard in the early 2000s, was paying tax on that property. And through our first board chair, Mike Martin, who is a Texas state representative in the Texas House. He lost his seat. He continued his law practice. He was our chair. He had buddies still at the in the Texas House, and they drafted a resolution and came up with a tax exemption form, specifically including nonprofit broadcast educational 501c broadcast entities, such as Pacifica. However, to get the exemption on real estate taxes, you have to file a form, you have to file it every 5 years, and you must meet certain minimums. And our barrier, and the one that I'm going back to our local representative on and not getting much traction so far, is that you have to have had or be eligible for CPB funding. In other words, within the last, I think it's either 3 or 5 years, would have had to receive a CPB grant. That's the only thing stopping us from being tax exempt. I have a tax exemption form on my desk, and I was going to fill it out and ask for a variance. That was suggested by the assessor's office as a meager attempt. I'm sure it's going to be shot down. But until we get the law changed here in Texas, or someone figures out that we're a nonprofit like everybody else, we got to pay that tax bill. Unfortunately, it's a lot of money. A lot of money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have one more, or maybe two real quick ones. What is the? Oh, here's a note here. I was going to ask what the asset was on your depreciation expense. Oh, it says transmitter.
Transmitter. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. And then you. Yeah. So you all own the transmitter, or is that just a
We own the transmitter, but we rent the tower space.
Gotcha.
So if you can imagine a cinder block building with our equipment in it, along with another, actually it's the emergency response network for Harris County, we share this building with, and the tower, our stuff is there, and that's the expensive thing that makes everything work from Nautel. That's what's being depreciated. We rent the tower from, not American Tower, the other one. Help me, Lyndon, I'm saying something. But anyway, we rent the tower. Yeah.
My last question, and because we're pretty heavy union shop, how are you able to get around, maybe the unions don't impact your station at all, but that 84K in consultants, to have about 11 people running in the office there kind of year-round, are you impacted by any union or no?
We're not set up as a union shop. Everybody is getting the same rate of pay. There's no difference between the hourly rate that I get and a board op gets. So, sorry, comrade, we're more of a socialist society here.
Okay. No, I was just talking more so about being able to keep people on for extended periods in that status and not have to hire them full time. So, okay. All right.
Again, the most hours anybody gets is 25. Technically, that's past that demarcator line for part time. I'm aware of that. But there's been really no pushback from any of the people that are getting paid or even any of the people that are not getting paid, which are equally as important in our environment. We now have not one, not two, but three grids. We turned on HD3. So we have three HD channels now. And to support that, it takes an army.
Yep. All right. Thank you.
Sure thing.
Madam Chair, Susan.
Go ahead, Susan. Yes.
I hope that it is timely now. I would like to move
approval of this proposed budget to forward to the PNB with a recommendation to approve.
Well, let's put that proposal out, that motion out. So we'll vote on Susan's motion. Say it again, Susan, so that it can be recorded.
Yes. I move that the NFC forward the proposed 2025 KPFT budget with a recommendation to approve.
How about this? To approve the KPFT draft FY24 budget and recommend it to
25.
The PNB.
2025, yep.
FY25, yeah.
Sounds good.
Okay.
I'm going to take a chance and say, is there any opposition to that motion? Well, there you go. Susan, Lyndon, Sandy, it looks like the your budget is going to go up to the PNB with a no opposition vote from the NFC. Do I have that right, R. Paul? Do you want to? Is there another phrasing that you feel would be more?
No, that's pretty boilerplate.
Okay.
Approve the KPFT draft FY24 budget and recommend it to the PNB. That's all we do.
That's all we do. All right. Well,
could I ask, Madam Chair, is Minerva Sanders here?
Let me see what Maestro says. Hold on. Yes, Minerva, it looks like she's even hung up and come back in because she's in a different position on the board now.
Could she say something so we hear her?
Minerva, can you unmute just to confirm your attendance? I know Minerva has had, in another committee, Minerva has had phone issues. So I, she's been here twice, and I understand that we can't make it official until we have a voice recognition by her, but that's my story, R. Paul.
All right. Thank you.
She signed in once, went out, and came back in trying to fix her phone problem. All right. So let me back up then. We have our first budget being sent up to the PNB. Thank you, KPFT, and all hands that were involved in that. The next item on the agenda is very little, but I wanted to find out, in terms of making upcoming agendas, what stations can report on where your station is in the process of getting your budget in. And I know Christina could probably answer for KPFA, but I also did my double checking on that. And KPFA does not have a finance subcommittee. What we do traditionally is that our business manager creates the budget, and there are two workshops before the voting meeting of the LSC. There are two workshops for LSC members to go over the budget and get all the explanations and everything from the business manager. Those two workshops are on the board, are on the schedule just before the September meeting of the LSC at KPFA, which is on the 17th of excuse me, I'm looking at August.
No, the 21st.
Well, the 21st of September, and we'll come to the NFC for our meeting of the 24th. So that is one budget identified where it is in the works. The other three stations, is there anyone who can step forward and say where your station is in the process?
This is Myla. I can report on KTFK.
Go ahead.
Okay, as I've stated before, KPFK does not have a finance committee at this time. We don't have a business manager, and we have been relying on the very generous offer from our executive director, Stephanie Wells, to help us put together a budget. 2 months ago, I believe it was 2 months ago, we had our local station board had a very extensive review of the proposed 2025 fiscal year budget for KPFA, and we will not be meeting this month in August. Our next meeting will be the next meeting of the KPFK local station board will be the second Sunday in September. And at that time, we are expecting to look at any needed tweaks or amendments to the already approved draft budget for fiscal year 2025.
Thank you. That also puts you all at the NFC meeting of September 24th. Can I hear, if there's something to hear, from, let's see, that's three stations. We have two more. Both the W's. Is there anyone who can give us your where you are in the process for your station?
Paul.
Go ahead, R. Paul, for WCAI.
All right. We are at trying to get the information. We have asked the interim general manager for information, both in terms of something he sent us in June, and there were questions from the committee, and I sent them the questions, and no reply from that. And also, I sent him a copy of what you had sent out, saying, hey, everybody, get ready to start doing budgets. And I asked what's going to happen there. I have not gotten answers to that. And I don't know how this is going to work, because we need to get, you know, we need to have a budget. And we can't do it on, you know, what we, the little bit of information we have. Simply the accounts payable, you know, that includes some BAI stuff. We can't do it off that. We can't do it off the second quarter income statement. We need more information. We need somebody who's there having to deal with this stuff who can say, oh, yeah, this is coming in, that's going out, and this is what I propose as a budget. The budget has to come from management. It can't come from governance. So we have a little problem here, and I hope maybe somebody can help us deal with it.
And Stephanie answered some of your questions tonight and is sending you items that you requested. Is that earlier in the minute?
Yeah, that's
going to – Stephanie. We're also reconciling the bank statements, if I may interrupt. I'm sorry, but we are working on reconciling the bank statements. And for – we just finished the most recent reconciliation. We have KPFK, KPFA. We just finished WPFW. We're in the process of finishing WPFW because we needed to get some bank statements for the outstanding, like PayPal and those kind of accounts. And then we are still trying to sort through any sort of outstanding bills that were from WBAI. So things are still sort of emerging that we weren't aware of past due bills. But the consolidation of the bank statements, and those bank statements were sent, have been sent, to the, this was a few months ago, but the most recent bank statements have been sent to the National Finance Committee when we were reviewing that budget. But since we just are in the process of finishing WPFW, we are now trying to finish up WBAI.
Okay.
And from those, then we make the budget. Because a lot of the age payable reports that we were getting in the past were not accurate age payables. There were bills that were missing. ASCAP was always missing. BMI was always missing. The True Allegiance bill was never there. So those are the things that we're trying to sort through now in calling all of these, you know, calling vendors, and people are calling us to confirm any sort of age payables that are there.
Okay, so it sounds like we're not going to get the information in the next week or two. And also, is the interim general manager going to be able to come to the local finance committee and talk to us and give us documents so that we can and bring us his budget so we can go over it?
Yeah, well, that would be a discussion with him, but I have had discussions with him regarding the creation of the budget. And as I said, we're working on reconciling the bank statements. And with Markeisha and a person that's also helping us with the reconciliation of bank statements, and then myself, and I've talked to Bob about that, about doing the draft of the budget. So as I said,
okay. So you're talking to him about getting that draft done. No probable idea of when that might happen, though, right?
I would think as soon as we finish the WPFW one, which, again, we needed to add some information from Truist Bank. We just got complete access to that for the person that's helping us with the draft budget, and we're plugging that in. But the bank statements have been reconciled. Now it's just plugging it in and projecting out, particularly since they now are just having their first fund drive this week. It started on Monday. That will give us a much easier ability to project out what those fund drives will look like moving forward.
You're gonna base that on a summer's fund drive? Okay.
Well, no, but it's different. We can't base it on what had been happening in the past because we're not allowed to, you know, those many of the items that were being offered as premiums were in violation of FCC. So we have to completely look at the different revenue streams. And there are many more sponsorships and the bringing back of some of the BAI buddies. So we just need to take a close look at the revenue since it's a different business model for revenue generation and then projecting that out for the upcoming year.
Right. I'm just going to say it's a little you're kind of on a shaky – you have a shaky basis there a little bit, I think, with, you know, doing it a different way. And also summer fund drives don't usually – they're not shining spectacular things a lot of the time. But, okay, so we can – do you think we'll be able to start looking at the FY25 budget for BAI before October 1st?
Oh, 100%, yes. Yeah, ah. Bob and I and Markeisha have already started talking about it. Yeah.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, our Paul. I hope you got all of your answers there. Is there anyone else? Oh, the other WPFW, do you have any where things stand report at the moment, even off the top of your head?
Madam Chair, how could you forget the nation's capital?
West Coast, we sometimes don't see everything on the East Coast. What can I say? All right.
So we had
excuse me, a point of personal privilege. Madam Chair, speak for yourself. Here in Southern California, we are very much aware of the nation's capital. Thank you.
Smackdown.
All right. So we had our finance committee meeting for the month of August yesterday. We did about a 40, 45-minute walkthrough on the remaining expense lines that we were trying to, as a committee, get to at least some, if not a number, predictive number, a question about particular accounts. So we've kind of cobbled that together. The secretary is going to do that for us. And then we would like to get with Stephanie on, since she was so intimate with the last budget, get with Stephanie on kind of next steps. So do you need a deadline or something? Like, is that
Right. No, I'm just hoping to hear how far things have gotten. You know, what I sent out from the NFC, alerting folks that there's a, you know, a fiscal year change coming up. This was to help people understand how quickly or by what point things need to be done. It is not, you know, I kind of hesitate to say this out loud. I mean, there's no, what would I say? There's no great detriment to peeking over the line, you know, in the next fiscal year, because we are going to be approving. But wouldn't it be grand if Pacifica was on a cycle in which we got our budget approved and ready for the beginning of each fiscal year? It is a dream, and folks are really responding, and I am impressed and very happy about it. I hope that answers your question even more than you wanted to know, Kamal.
Yeah, sounds great. Thank you.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's a report from all stations. Stephanie, are you responsible for the remaining units budget?
The affiliates do the affiliates do their own budget. And so they're on top of that, and I have seen a draft of it. So that should be available I'd imagine pretty soon.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Yes, I would expect that the affiliates would be on time because they are a very well-functioning network of 280 stations. Pretty impressive. Well, thank you all. If there is – oh, no. And then I had a second question, and I'm just going to make notes for myself on this as well as our Paul. Not immediately, but we are going to get to this issue of central services formulas. And I would like very much if people would just send me an email that says, I was on the committee while this was being decided. Could you just say if you remember the years it was and how long you did it? And there were two other topics that have come up, which was on changing the formula for distress stations, and that there was an entirely separate formula for windfalls. This is the language that I have found. And if you are available, just let me know if you would be available to have your brain picked on that history. I have looked through, as best I can, the NFC's own group CEO listserv. The find function on group CEO is a lot to be desired, and so I've not been able to come up with the minutes and such on that whole process that was done by probably more than one previous iteration of the committee, but I haven't been able to make a historical record to my satisfaction. So that's what I'm asking. Any of you here who have, what did R. Paul say, the historical memory on that issue, please let me know. and that central services, separate schedule for distress stations, separate schedule for windfalls. I appreciate that very much. Anybody have a question or that, or
do you, yeah, Arpal, do you have the most recent version of the formula?
I actually do not. I have seen one, but then I have seen two. So that is part of my dilemma, collecting up everything that's in writing and trying to create a narrative and a timeline out of it. So you
All
said,
right.
ah, meaning you, Arpal, have the latest?
Yes, of course. I think I sent it to the committee at one point. I'll look it up again.
Thank you very much. Anything that you find in your notes or your...
I must say, the last two central services formulas took, each one of them took months of going over it and back and forth and repetition and, you know, so... if you want a real history of it, oh boy, that can be something, because there was a lot to it. The motion itself is one thing. If you want the background on that, you probably don't want to read all of that. Anyway, I can certainly get you the if you want the last two motions on central services, I can scare those up.
Well, thank you. Perhaps I'll start with that and then work backwards. Because
how far back do you want to go?
You know what, Arpal? I'm kind of scared to say this knowing how long you've been around, but whatever you can find.
Okay.
Whatever you're
I got 16 years of them.
Well, that is an interesting proposition that there are 16.
But you don't want to see some of the older ones because they're stupid. Anyway,
thank you for the editorial as well.
Well,
okay.
Some yeah. of those things didn't make a hell of a lot of sense.
And that's
anyway.
Why
I'll send
saying,
you. I'll send you the most yeah. recent two.
Right, finding out what was used to evaluate and create a formula is what I am looking for.
Oh,
so if there are things that in fact. Turned out to be make work, you don't need to send me that.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
All right.
Thank you so much. That being said, the fact that it is on the East Coast, 9:47, I make a motion to adjourn this very packed with information meeting at this time. Is there any objection to a motion to adjourn? I hear no objection. The motion passes. We are adjourned at 9:48 p.m. Eastern. Thank you very much, everybody.
Thank you. Good night.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night. Good night, all.